we welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles linebacker Connor Barwin in his first year, of course, as a Philadelphia Eagle in the heat of the playoff race. Got to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun. It's exciting. What you work for is to play meaningful December games, and that's exactly where we're at.
Do the games actually become more intense, faster paced? Does it change?
They do. You'd like to think that you play the same speed every single game, which is very fast, but as these games become more and more crucial and mean more, they do get a little bit more intense and a little bit faster, which is a lot of fun out there.
How's the body feel, Connor? What is the biggest challenge from a physical standpoint to survive and thrive for 16 games?
Well, it's about taking care of yourself every day, really. You know, I think there's the sports science aspect that Chip has brought that has helped me a lot this year, which is really, you call it sports science, but it's really just pounding on the little things every day. And I think my body at week 16 has felt as good as it's ever felt in my career.
Is it generally the legs? Is it the arms? Is it the back? I mean, is there a specific part of your body that gets beat up more?
Well, if you don't have an injury, you know what I mean? If you don't have a certain injury like a shoulder or a wrist, it's the legs is what is always going to be, you know, tired. Your ankles, your knees, your hips. So that's what gets the most wear if you don't have a certain, you know, acute injury.
Yeah. What is your pregame routine? What do you do to get going? Because I know I see in pregame warmups you are very animated. You actually have a lot of fun. You get into the music. I like seeing guys dance. I like seeing guys have a good time.
Well, my ritual.
Is there one?
You know, I'll wake up. I have a nice cup of Joe. Gives me a little excitement in the morning. I eat oatmeal before the game and a smoothie.
Okay.
Then I get on the bus. I usually make a playlist for the game. Then I get to the locker room. And really, that's when the excitement happens, when you get in the locker room. When you see everybody getting ready, there's just a feeling in the locker room, and that's when I get the most excited. Then I go out on the field. I play catch with my coach, come back in, put the pads on, tape up, and then it's time to roll.
Do pregame speeches get you going, Connor? Have you ever met a coach who's one of those tirade kind of guys who really get you fired up?
I've had some coaches that can give some loud, enthusiastic pregame speeches. But really, at this point in my career, those aren't necessarily what get me going. I think it's more just, you know, the Sundays, the locker room atmosphere, you know, going out onto the field in the stadium. That's what really gets me going.
Chicago Bears, great offense, second in the league in points. They do it from all different angles. Matt Forte, multi-purpose. They've got the big receivers, the big tight end. What do you see in them so far?
Well, you hit it all.
Yeah, you're
a professional.
Thank you.
You
That's
know
what
they're good
living.
At. They have a very talented running back. And Forte, like you said, he can do everything. So he doesn't. You don't know what they're going to do when he's in the game. And then they have two very talented big wide receivers that are will be a big challenge for us.
Now, has this week been one where the defense has kind of circled the wagons a little bit? Everybody's saying, "Hey, what happened? What happened on Sunday against Minnesota?" How's the defense approach that internally?
Well, I think we're all competitive, and Sunday was not even close to good enough, and we're all embarrassed. So I think there's been definitely kind of a refocus and a new energy. And a new focus in our meetings at practice, which is what we needed.
Now, let's get away from football just a bit here. Have you gotten all your holiday shopping done?
Yes,
good.
I have.
Good for you. That's excellent. I haven't.
So yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'll just leave it there.
Have you enjoyed living in Philadelphia?
I have very much enjoyed living in Philadelphia. I love living here, and I'll be here in the off season.
Good. Is it at all like Detroit, where you grew up on the outskirts of Detroit?
It is not. Well, it's similar. It's similar. It's much more similar than Houston, where I lived before. So it's different, of course, but it's more similar than Houston.
And you are a man of the environment, so tell me how you are helping the environment on a daily basis.
You do
a lot of work in that, though.
A little bit. I mean, I don't really try to advertise it too much, but whenever there's anything that I can do to help, I do it. The Eagles do a bunch of good stuff, and I'm always participating with it. And then, obviously, you know, everybody knows about my car and public transit and all that kind of stuff.
But still, I like to hear these things. SEPTA is a big part of your life. It's a big part of my life. I love SEPTA.
I love SEPTA.
Public transportation. Say that again in case they need to clip it.
I said, I love SEPTA. I ride it almost every day, you know, train, bus. I ride the bus and then use the subway back home.
And you've got a Tesla, right? That car that's plugging into the...
Don't say like little go-kart. Okay. It's a very fast, fully electric car, yes.
And it can go how fast?
It can go like 140. But it's instant torque, so it's like 0 to 60, and I don't know, really fast. Yeah.
Maybe in the off-season we'll go take a little ride, and I'll show you
Whenever you want. You can borrow it for a day, and I'll just take the SEPTA home, take the SEPTA back, and then I'll take it home.
That's what I was hoping for. All right, we've got a feature here. It's called Geico Ask an Eagle. And at They Call Me Nap wants to know from Connor Barwin, who do you think has emerged as the leader of this defense? Do you see one person as that guy?
Well, I would have to say D'Amico Ryans is a big leader. I think we have a number of leaders on our defense, which is good. But D'Amico calls the plays. He's got the mic in his ear. He has a physical presence. He's a veteran. So I think, you know, I would say that the biggest leader on defense is D'Amico, and I'm sure a lot of people would say that.
Yeah, I have a vision. You know, I get excited about Sundays every day, and I just feel so excited about Sunday. I mean, this is a big. It's been 2 years, it's been three seasons since the Eagles have been in this position. So I'm fired about it. I don't need to worry about keeping my
I'm
game.
I'm fired up too, man. Yeah, I'm fired. You're right. Fired up. It's only what day is
but
it?
It's Thursday. Today's Thursday. So okay. Thank you, man. So I'll keep you. I'll keep you day to day. You worry about Sunday, all right?
All right.
Connor Barwin, thank you so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.